What's up, everybody? I'm Steve Taylor. I'm with Garrett Brown. We are from Channel Program. Garrett, what's up, man?
Good, man. Good. It's coming off the weekend. It's been a great weekend. A lot of rain. More rain coming.
I gotta say, weather is nuts, man. It's gonna be 81 degrees today here. I'm in the Cleveland Akron area, Ohio. And who would expect 80s in April? This is nuts.
Yeah, last year I'm in Nashville. I think we were getting some of that early on this year. We're getting it yesterday, past 2 days. I think it was like 80, 81. But we felt the humidity. Like the humidity finally hit on Saturday. My kids were just like, I thought they were just going to follow up from heat exhaustion. I'll say, hey, you were born in the South. Don't worry. You'll get used to it. So I don't know if you guys have much humidity up there. I would imagine you are with the Great Lakes somewhat relatively
close. We've got humidity. You know what? What's even worse, though, is the house I'm in doesn't have air conditioning.
I can't wrap my head around that. You told me that earlier, and I was like, man, here, 69 every day, all year long. temperature, like, seriously. I could tell if it goes up to 71. I'm like,
yeah. I just checked. I've got a smart fan next to me. I've got for those of you that are interested, it's a Dreo, Dreo. Not sponsored or anything. I like the fan. It doesn't link up with like any of the smart assistants, but it's got an app and it works great. It's got a thermostat on it or whatever the right thermometer, whatever, and it's 79 degrees. I can touch it, and it's 79 degrees right here, which means I am sweating in places I didn't know could sweat.
Dude, you got to get some AC units in there.
We have them.
That's first world.
Who would put an AC unit in April? come on, we weren't expecting this.
Just point to the temperature of the weather.com. It's here.
I know. So I've said it before. I'll say it again. We're really excited. We're building a house. And we are just a few months away from having central air conditioning and forced air heat. We got those radiator things.
Forced air heat. That's been a minute since I've heard that.
We've got those baseboard things. We don't have, so our house is very inefficient that we're in right now. So I can't wait to be rid of this place. But you know what? We're here to talk about other things other than the weather. We're here to talk about some stack charts. And today we're talking about peer groups. Mm-hmm. So there are actually a lot of peer groups. In fact, there are some peer groups that aren't on this list. I'm going to give an honorable mention, even though they're not on this list, to Nigel Moore's Tech Tribe. They do really fantastic work over there. And that's a different type of peer group than what we're talking about today, though. Yeah. So how much do you know about companies like Seven Figure and MSP Ignite and Technology Marketing Toolkit?
Are you asking me? Oh, I mean, I know a lot of them. I know of them, and I see a lot of their stuff out there. I've never been directly a member of them, but you know, I talk with a lot of people, and they just nothing but good things, great things to say about them. You know, because it's, you know, it's education. We're always learning, and you know, whatever aspect. But for the business side, you always have to be learning. So peer groups, for in general perspective, how much I know they're a very good thing to have and be a part of.
Yes. So I have never been a part of these peer groups before. I have been in some peer groups, and I want to clarify, like if you're in something like BNI, that's not a peer group. That's a referral group. And that's all about sales and, you know, the whole BNI philosophy, givers gain and all that stuff, right? But a peer group, the thing that I'll say about any of these is that you got to put in the work. If you're going to join a peer group, there's stuff that you have to do. You know, depending on how often you meet, you might have to do stuff every week or every quarter, every month. And, you know, it's not just that 1 hour weekly or 2 day every quarter or whatever. It's not just that. There's all this time that you need to spend working on this stuff, because what they're really going to do is they're giving you homework so you can work on your business. And if you really want this peer group to work out, you got to be willing to be, let's be honest, a little uncomfortable, because discomfort, I have found, is the best way to experience growth. So I don't know if you have anything you want to add to that.
No, I mean, you're absolutely right. If you're too comfortable, and you're not really moving, but you're comfortable, hey, life is great. Depends on what you want to do. But if you want to grow, evolve, and learn, yeah, man, discomfort, you know, just jump to it. Because that's part of being in the business. I've always said that us techs, we're just, we're not business people. We're the guys who are like, oh, you have a problem? I have software for that problem, or I can do that. I can fix your problem. Oh, you give me money for it. Oh, cool. You know, we're sort of accidental business people. That's what it is. But as we get into it, we realize, oh, okay, you know what? First of all, I should listen more in school in economics or anything like that. But this is the kind of that thing where, like, okay, I need to jump onto it. If it's just something that doesn't come intuitive and natural to you.
Yeah. So let's talk about some features. One thing I've found is that there are peer groups for all sorts of different purposes. So companies like 7-Figure MSP and Technology Marketing Toolkit, these companies are really focused on like sales and marketing types, you know, training and that type of stuff. So for example, with the Robin stuff is what everyone always refers to, Technology Marketing Toolkit. I'm just going to call it TMT, not Teenage Mutant Turtles, though. It's so like with TMT, you know, that's like how do you send out letters and you know, gain new clients and get, you know, meetings and all that type of business. It's all sales and marketing. 7-Figure is by Chris Weiser. Chris has a different approach, but it's still very focused on sales and marketing. But then there's other peer groups out there, like I think True Methods. That might not be the one. It might be, maybe it's Evolve by ConnectWise. I get them all really mixed up, if I'm being honest. Like Evolve, MSP Ignite, and True Methods, I don't know much about them. But one of them, True Methods, sure,
Gary P. Guys.
Yeah. One of them for sure focuses more on, I'm going to call it like businessy stuff. So they're going to focus on, you know, what's your year over year look like? How are you doing financially? What are you doing to grow your referrals? You know, that type of stuff. All that to say, you know, you need to do some research when you're looking into these peer groups, and you need to figure out what's the right peer group for you. And I got to say that's a really good segue into our buyer's guide, unless you want to add anything.
I like that. Let's go into buyer's guide.
All right. Buyer's guide it is, man. All right. So when you're thinking about joining an MSP peer group, there's a few factors, and I'm gonna talk about some bigger picture ones, you know, like cost and time. Those are the two, I'll call them biggest factors. And honestly, those are the two components that will deter people the most, is cost and time. Because obviously some of these can cost upwards of, you know, a couple thousand dollars a month. And some of these have a time investment where you might be working on your business 10 hours a week, which for a lot of MSPs, especially like the smaller, more nimble ones, the CEO doesn't always have 10 hours a week to work on the business because they're busy working for the business. So those are the two biggest things. What do you think, Garrett? What's something else these people should be considering?
I think, you know, one of the things about going into some of these groups, you know, it's just that willingness to be open and vulnerable, mm-hmm. you know, because it's kind of one of those things where you're going to have to openly share details about your business. Like, it could be financial challenges, you know, or whatever it is. And it could be it could be hard to do that because, you know, it's your baby, but you're like all the competitors, and, you know. So I think the best thing to do is view these as more like safe spaces, kind of like, hey, mm-hmm. I can talk about it. But there's also a code of conduct, you know, for a lot of these, you know, everybody knows, like, you know. So there's that, the confidentiality, you know, so it's, but you have to be willing to do that. And, yeah, 'cause you're not going to improve if you don't open up. So
very true. And you gotta be willing to be held accountable. Accountability is typically a really big part of peer groups because, whether they pair you up with somebody in the group who's maybe larger than you that can help, you know, do a little bit of handholding, or you just need to be accountable to the group as a whole. You know, it really depends on the makeup of the group and how the agenda is and how they run everything, right? But yeah. A good peer group will hold you accountable to your goals and commitments. So you need to be prepared to be challenged and pushed out of your comfort zone. And that's what I was talking about earlier. You know, the best growth you're going to have as a person and as a business is when you stop being comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. That also applies to all areas in life, you know? So mm-hmm. it's just a baseline, good baseline to follow.
Yeah. Yeah.
One other thing too is the fit. Does it fit? Like for a group that, I don't know, everybody has similar values, you know, growth, mm-hmm. or the same size as you, you know, there's be a lot of different factors here to kind of help you feel comfortable in that safe space, you know, kind of talking about to be able to do that, because having that like common ground helps you find that pathway to be more productive in more discussions that are more relevant because you have that baseline with them. So that's definitely something, a cultural and business fit and size is something to look forward to, you know, look for.
Yeah. And another thing to keep in mind is you want to make sure that the group is the right size. You know, if you join mm-hmm. a group, like, not to pick on Nigel's group, but he's got like hundreds or thousands of members and that's like a big forum, right? You know, that's no different than being on the MSP subreddit. But then within that, he's got peer groups, and I don't know if they have limits. It might be like a 10 or 15 person limit. And that's the thing where when you join these groups, you want to make sure that it's not like overwhelming with people, because you want to make sure you're going to be able to have time to get your, you know, problems addressed, your voice heard. But there is something great to be said about joining, even if you don't join like a group of like 10 or fewer people, even if you join one of these like MSP Geek where they've got Reddit and Slack, you know, there's something great to be said about hopping into a live chat room 24 hours a day and being able to strike up a conversation. It's probably not going to go as deep into that topic as a peer group, especially once you start talking finances. But I mean, again, there's different groups for every type of individual, right? And I think yeah. that's what is so awesome about our industry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, we got to add to that. You know, one of the things that in my experience joining some business groups, you know, and checking out peer groups, things like that, is are they a waste of your time in terms of facilitation, like and keeping it well run and structured? Right, because it's one of those things you walk in and just people are just shooting shit, whatever, you know, just talking about whatever they want to, you know, as opposed to something that's like, all right, here's the structure, here's what we're going to follow. Maybe they bring in somebody, you know, and it helps you kind of, it's nice to see that, like, that track record, that reputation of, like, it's good. It's just not a discussion, but it's structured. There is a purpose for where, why we started, where we are, why we're talking about this, where we're ending up. So it's always good to look for that sort of structure in how they run things, as opposed to just being a Reddit, you know, which anything goes kind of thing,
right,
except for the high level topic, you know? So that's something I would definitely put out there.
And the last thing we've got time for that I want to touch on is similar to making sure the group is the right size, make sure the group's the right location. So first and foremost, you know, you don't want to join a group where everyone else is in Ireland and you're in Las Vegas. Like, that, you know, that they just do things differently in other regions or other countries, mm-hmm. right? So make sure you've got some variety. And then the other thing that I want to say about it is make sure when you're looking at these groups, a lot of times they'll make sure that MSPs aren't going to compete. So, like, I'm in the Cleveland area, so I would be okay if I joined a group that had somebody in Toledo. They're like 2.5 hours away. Youngstown, that's just a whole different metro because they're over by Pittsburgh. But, you know, so you don't want to join like a local one where it's like all the IT guys in Cleveland all get together, because you're not going to be willing to be open when it's somebody that's your competition that could potentially steal your ideas and maybe do a better job. And, you know, so that's always a concern. But if, you know, I'm in Cleveland and I got someone from Portland, Oregon, and Vancouver, British Columbia, you know, and we're just all over the place, then it, you know, we'll talk and we'll get deep and we'll be willing to open up and share. Like, I know some guys, I used to run a peer group, and the greatest example I have is there was a guy from Victoria and a guy from Toledo, and these two guys, even though they're in different countries technically, they both work together so well. Like, they both signed up for HubSpot and they both started doing like marketing campaigns together, where, like, you know, one guy might write a campaign for this and create landing pages and all that, and then the other guy will just copy it. And then so on, you know, back and forth, right? So they work really well together, and that has done tremendous things for both of their businesses. So keep that in mind too when you're looking at peer groups, guys. All right. Well, hey, that is all we have time for. Make sure you join us next week. We're going to talk about computers and accessories, which we're going to have more to talk about than just Dell and HP. So definitely come to that.
Wait, we're talking about computers and what?
I think it's computers and accessories, right?
Oh, okay. Boom. Sum me up, man. Yeah. Just like many of you out there. Oh, I love it. Okay. All right.
Cool.
Let's do this.
Take care, guys.